This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club.
Sports is
sports.
Sports is business.
I like the music I like.
You kind of like whatever it is you like.
Football's football.
Football's football.
Football is football.
Football is football.
Athletics is athletics.
Cheese is cheese.
Water's water.
So simple, it just might work.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
What an exciting time.
All right, Animal Uprising news is coming up on the club tonight.
I still can't get over the Mike Riley post-game photo. It just that was pulled up on my computer, and I keep finding myself staring at it, and it's haunting. Like, I can't look away.
There's a lot there.
I'd like to believe that that's like some sort of act. Like, he did it as a joke. Like, he didn't dress like that on purpose.
Why would he dress like that as a joke?
I don't know.
That's not him.
Why would he dress like that on purpose?
It's not Halloween.
Well, that's not him either, though.
Yeah, that's true. It's very out of character. But it's just jeans and a flannel shirt. It's just they're both baggy, and he's wearing a stocking cap. Must have been cold down there.
Yes.
And it is a little unsettling, but once you get used to it, it's like, wow, Mike Riley with a little edge. What's not to love?
Let me ask you this. So he's getting up there in age.
Hello.
Right? Like, he's got to be in his 60s now, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know who else is in his 60s and wears giant pants? Herm Edwards. Is there something about being old where you wear giant pants?
Yes, because I think that you just don't buy new pants. You get to a body type that doesn't change, and your pants... Like, I noticed this about... You know who I noticed this about? Over this weekend, I noticed this. Also giant sort of MC Hammer looking pants.
Yeah.
Because we're so used to kind of a slimmer jean fit now.
Yeah, a tapered fit.
Coach K.
Really?
Coach K's suits. He hasn't bought a suit in a while, man.
Giant, like Steve Harvey pants?
A little bit. And you'll notice that of a lot of coaches. It's just that they don't, like, they have nice suits.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to change them. Their body's the same. Their waist is the same. So they've had these for 20 years, and they have pleats and everything.
That was just the style, right? So those jeans are 20 years old for Mike Riley, and he bought them at the Gap?
I mean, seriously, if you asked all of the – like, the basketball coaches are a good example because they all have to wear suits.
Yes.
If you ask, like, the older coaches, the Krzyzewskis, who else is in there? Popovich.
Like, yeah.
Ask the guys over 60, when's the last time they bought a suit? I guarantee you they haven't for 15 years.
Huh.
Whereas some of the other guys, you know, Donovan's probably still dabbling. He probably still goes down to the tailor, you know.
Yeah, Stotts looks pretty good. I think Stotts dresses pretty sharp.
I think the Terror Bears, he's an interesting one because I think he's rolling into this age now.
Yeah.
Where his stuff is starting to look the same every year.
Because we had Nate McMillan, and remember we asked him about his suits, and he got very uncomfortable. Because Nate was always really well-dressed. And we never saw him wear the same suit twice. And we tried to pin him down on how many suits he had, and he just said a lot. and that he would not really comment.
I haven't watched him lately, but he would be an interesting case study because I haven't seen him. You know, he's in Indiana.
Yeah, and when he was here,
is he still wearing?
He was always very sharply dressed.
Yeah, but I don't.
Is he still
but that
wearing
doesn't mean
the same suit?
That doesn't mean they're new. This is what I'm telling you.
Yeah,
he was always sharply dressed, but. You know, it's like, who are the two guys, the Duck coaches, that were always known? Like Gary Campbell.
Gary Campbell and Pelham.
Dude, they've had those suits since the 70s.
Those guys are fly, though.
They are, yeah. but they're not new suits.
No, that's true. Interesting. I'm fascinated. Now I'm going to watch the Alliance of whatever that football league just to see if I can see more Mike Riley in casual clothes. Like hipster gangster. Mike Riley.
He does look like a gangster, doesn't he?
He does. Those pants, and it looks like his pants and shirt, like he borrowed them from his dad. Yeah. Like if my son, that's like my son who's 16, little James Eisenman there, that would be like if he borrowed my jeans and my flannel shirt. That's what he looks like. And it's just, it's odd. And that's what I thought of with the giant pants. I'm like, that's what Herm Edwards wore. When Herm was at Pacto Media Day, he was nicely dressed and they were nice pants. But I felt like you and Herm Edwards could have both gotten into his slacks and been fine. And there would have been plenty of room. Like, if you wanted to do, like, a three-legged sack race, those are the pants that you would have worn.
Yeah. Well, it's a thing. I think you'll be the same. I honestly think you'll be the same. I think you're – what are you now, 40?
40.
I think you'll probably buy some – how many suits do you own?
Right now, probably just, like, two.
Probably?
Well, I've got some stuff, but it didn't really fit. I've undergone a bit of a...
yeah, you've lost weight.
Yeah, over the
last
couple years.
So you'll probably buy in your 40s and then into your mid-50s. You'll recalibrate your wardrobe.
And then that's it.
But yeah, when you get to 60 and then 65 and sure as hell 70, you're wearing that same ass you bought when you were 55.
That is true. You do see the old guy at like the wedding or the funeral.
They aren't buying new clothes, dude.
No, and the stuff looks like it's in pretty good shape, but you're right. Clearly it has not been updated in 3 decades.
This is why khaki pants are a thing.
Maybe
you can buy them and 20 years later they're still.
Maybe Harbaugh is onto something. And someone does point out that Michael Jordan does do that. Jordan's pants are enormous. Michael Jordan wears the giant legs. So maybe he's worth $1 billion. But you're saying is like he bought some jeans like in 1997 and he's like, why change now?
There comes an age where you do not buy new clothes.
You're just done.
You are done. Like universal. What age that is? I don't know. What's Jordan now?
He's got to be in his, what, late 50s?
Yeah, I was going to say late 50s. 58? Is he 58 by now?
He's probably in that range.
He's hit the age, man.
It's, well.
I'm telling you, it's universal. Give me a fly.
He's 55.
Oh, so he's okay. So he's probably right there.
He's getting ready to turn 56.
Give me a guy who you think has bought something new that's that age. Give me anyone. Name somebody in sports.
Rick Pitino?
Dude.
The vampire suits?
No way. He wears he's worn that white one.
Yeah, that white one's been around a while.
He's worn that since freaking childhood.
I'm not talking about the white one necessarily. I just throwing that name out there. I thought maybe.
Well,
he would
I haven't
have
seen him in a while. But
upgraded his.
See, I think he's
someone
the
sharp dressed.
He is sharp dressed, but I think he's the exact same because I picture him with the suits with the big shoulder pads in them.
Yes, I can see that. The mobs. Well,
like if he had bought a new suit, see, he's a good example because if Pitino had bought something new, it would be much slimmer fitting.
Yes.
But it's not. All these old guys have the same
now,
baggy fit.
Someone has pointed this out, and if there's one man, and I don't know, I'd have to do some investigating, but if there's one man who will buck this trend, and he always looks like $1 million.
Bob Huggins.
Doesn't he just wear a trash bag and then cut like a hole out of it?
Dude, that guy. Have you seen how fat
he's
gotten?
No, that's Bill Belichick.
It's Pat Riley.
By the way, Bill Belichick showed up at the Celtics game the other day. Yeah. Did you notice what he was wearing? A suit.
Same thing.
Oh, dude, 1970.
Pat Riley. Riles, to me.
That's a good one.
If there's a man that could buck the trend.
That's a good one.
It would be Pat Riley.
He probably still goes to the tailor and gets the latest.
And gets something dialed in because he's got to be into his 70s and Pat Riley still looks amazing.
It's the same reason why old people's houses never change.
Yeah.
This is the same concept. They aren't spending their money on clothes and furniture.
Because you point out, your parents still have green shag carpeting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but again, there comes a certain age where they just, nothing is going to, they're not going to change anything at all.
No.
If it ain't broke, they ain't up, they, it ain't, they're not upgrading it.
If you find some of those homes on Zillow and the, it's like a newer, nicer looking home and the kitchen's ancient inside and there's curtains everywhere and wallpaper and you're like, what is this?
It, that boy, you really are onto something with this. It, like everything has an expiration date of you caring. Mm-hmm. Whether it's carpet, flooring, furniture.
Furniture and housewares and clothes. Yes, I think they
do. Because I like to believe a 70-year-old looks at it and is like, why am I going to buy a new couch? I may not be alive in order to enjoy it.
I think you just, somewhere along the line, you get that practical gene where you're just like, no, this one works fine.
The new buying neural pathway gets broken and it cannot be repaired.
That's right. All right. Come on, man. You're derailing us from freaking Dolly Parton talk.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about
some
hot tubs.
Did you watch the Grammys?
I did.
All right. We'll get to that next on The Fan. Hot tub. All right. Let's get back on track here.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Yeah, they're never going to win again. I told you.
It's what broke them.
Somebody brought up Jay Wright. And that's a pretty good one because Jay Wright is really well-dressed.
Yes.
However. Okay, so here you go. Michael Holton and Jordan Kent.
Jordan Kent is a fancy lad, but he's a young fella.
He's young.
Yeah.
Holton is not. You telling me anything Michael Holton's worn, anything that you've seen him wear is new?
No.
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 And by the way, he wears that pocket square every night.
There's one.
And it was purchased in 1970.
Jordan Kent, I know for a fact, I worked with Jordan for a number of years.
Oh, he's still...
He goes new
He's
suits.
One of the kids.
Yeah, he's
now,
dialed in.
Let me tell you something about Jay Wright, and then we're going to move on to Dolly Parton. Underrated Americans, Dolly Parton, tops the list. Her and Kermit the Frog.
Is Kermit the Frog American?
Yes.
You don't know that.
Yeah, he's American.
Maybe he's a Canadian frog.
Jay Wright is... Somebody said he's 57. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of right on that line where I'll bet you don't see Jay Wright in anything new for the rest of his career.
he's reaching the point of that line of demarcation.
But he's also showing signs in another way that he is that this is foolproof what I'm saying, because he wears I've seen him enough. He wears pinstripes.
Yes, big thick pinstripes.
He wears vests. And he wears double-breasted, and all three of those things are out.
Yeah.
Like, those are not new suits, dude. No. Those things are old. He looks great in them.
And he's got the wide lapels, too.
Yep, that's right. And all of that stuff is a sign that that those suits are at least 10, 15 years old.
And they're going to be aging pretty soon here.
When he's 70, he's still going to be wearing those. And rightly so.
I like your theory on this. I'm definitely picking up what you're putting down.
Well, this will be a fun March Madness exercise for us all. Just look at coaches' suits and tell me.
Yeah, when were they purchased?
When the old guys, they're all old.
The best one that I can find that bucks this trend is Pat Riley. Because I looked at Pat Riley like
recently.
Yes. And he's still, I saw a video of him a photo of him from 2 or 3 years ago. And he's wearing the dress shoes, no socks, higher pant look.
Mm.
All of his shirts are tucked in and tailored. Like, he still...
Well, but again, the tucked in tailored doesn't mean they're new.
Look at Riley. He's keeping with the times.
Yeah, I can't find any new pictures of him.
I just Googled, like, Pat Riley 2018. And there's... Riley is...
You know it's 2019, right?
Well, I understand that, but it's only been a couple months, so...
Just checking. Boy, he looks old.
I think he looks good, though.
Jesus.
Well, he is old.
Yeah, how old is he?
Oh, I bet you he's... I'll bet you he's 70. He's 73.
Yeah, this could be the one guy.
You're telling me at 73, you wish you looked half that good?
He just looks old. You know, he just looks old.
But nothing he's wearing looks dated.
No, not that I can see, but there aren't a lot of photos of him. All right, Dolly Parton was... honored at the Grammy Awards last night.
Yes. Now, did she honor herself on her 75th birthday, even though it was not her birthday? Diana Ross.
Oh.
I just thought it was weird, but Diana Ross...
I missed Diana Ross.
It's not Diana Ross's birthday. It's not for like another month and a half. And they honored Diana Ross.
Was she there?
Diana Ross. Yeah, she came out and sung. Like, they didn't honor her. She honored herself. which was a little strange.
All right. Well,
I would thought they would have brought out like someone to sing some Diana Ross songs and then been like, "Happy birthday."
Just her.
No, she just came out on her own and sung.
Well, Dolly did too. She's out there, but they had a bunch of people.
They had a bunch
of
people out there with her.
Dolly Parton is a great American treasure, and I will hear nothing to the contrary. She's fantastic.
She is fantastic.
You know how much she's worth?
I know she's worth a ton. Like, she's one of those that maybe if you're a little bit younger, you don't realize. But, like, all of her business ventures in Dollywood.
Dollywood.
I bet she's worth, I don't know, $200 million?
$500 million.
See? Like,
unbelievable.
She is.
She's been the best all these years, and she's very smart. Like, she's
yeah, I think I've heard her quote saying, "I'm smart to play the dumb blonde."
Right. Yeah. Like, she's known what she's doing the whole time, but she once said, like, she's got a lot of great quotes. Like, one of her best is that she once said, "It costs a lot of money to look this cheap."
Yeah.
She's great. She's got a sense of humor. Yeah, she helps young
the surgery
women.
The wigs.
Yeah. She talks about her boobies.
I know almost nothing about her. I know who she is. And I'm looking at younger pictures. Whew.
Yeah.
She was really good looking.
Oh, yeah. She was a hottie.
Is.
She's known for her boobs.
I mean, the plastic surgery is a little over the top at this point.
Well, but she's like 75.
But, you know, she wrote everything she did, which I think matters to
the bottom line. Like, when the Whitney Houston made it big with I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, that's a Dolly Parton song.
That's Dolly just putting money right in the old pocket.
That's right. And if you go back and listen to Dolly sing that, is really good. Like, she was really good.
Yeah.
But
I know her face is weird, but her husband, who's probably some old creepy dude, they've been married forever.
Her face is weird? I think she's hot.
Well, I know, but she's got the plastic surgery face. But when you're 75,
she looks
amazing for 75.
Yeah.
Trust me, when you're 75 and you go home and that's your wife, who, by the way, is worth $500 million, whoever she's married to,
you're telling me this looks hot, Rob? Can you see this through the mirror? I'm trying to turn my computer to you.
Yeah, that's hot.
For 75? Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Like, again, look at anyone who you know that's 75. Go to the Golden Corral sometime on a Sunday.
No offense, grandmas.
And look at the crowd and tell me that Dolly Parton doesn't look slightly better than all of them, plastic surgery aside.
And she's still got the gazungas?
Oh, yeah. Dude, we'd all party with Dolly if you could.
She's just fantastic. And on all levels, she's fantastic. So
Katy Perry was out there, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
They did all that.
They did all that.
Yeah.
You didn't see it?
No, I was flipping back and forth between.
The Grammys didn't do much for me. I caught the Dolly Parton stuff, and I caught Alicia Keys. Good is she?
First off, underrated hotness, Alicia Keys, didn't realize it. Great cleavage last night, thumbs up. And when she played the two pianos and did the medley of hits.
Cool, wasn't it?
I would sit there. I just want her to. I want to go to a concert where she just plays.
Does that. She was singing songs she wished she wrote.
And she sat side by side in between two pianos and was playing them at the same time. And it was amazing. And all the songs sounded better with Alicia Keys singing them.
She's really good.
That was the best part of the night.
Big fan of her.
So I was flipping back and forth between that and Ray Donovan.
You think she'd want me? Wait, you started Ray Donovan?
I started Ray Donovan.
Oh, great. Are you on season one?
Yeah, it's on season one.
Oh, dude, just wait.
It's so good.
It is good, and it gets better.
So I had the Grammys recording, and I was watching Ray Donovan. Then when an episode of Ray Donovan would end, I went to the Grammys and then just jumped around to what I wanted to see and then skipped the stuff that I didn't. Like, I wanted to see Lady Gaga perform, which was kind of weird.
I didn't see her. She did Shallow,
which I loved.
How was
it? It was strange.
Everybody raves. Like, she's like the number one right now.
Yeah, I love Gaga.
Gaga's like the number one and most famous person there
I
is.
I love her. I love that song, but it was really odd. It's not like a rock song, and she tried to sing it like a high energy, like hard rock song. It was very strange. It was weird.
Well, you know, you gotta take chances when you're Gaga.
Yeah. Well, look, who cares? It's Lady Gaga. She can do whatever the hell she wants.
Gaga.
But all in all, you know, the Grammys were like.
I don't know any of the artists anymore. I'm that old man. I don't know them.
Yeah. I know a lot of them, but I'm not huge. Like, Post Malone was on there with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I thought that was terrible.
Well, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are terrible.
And it just, that did nothing for me whatsoever. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that performed. Cardi B, I think she's kind of fun.
Casey Musgraves.
Yeah.
Girl.
At one point, you yelled, "Take it off," at one of her concerts.
Might have been the booze.
It's possible. That was at the national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
What else was pretty good? Oh, the Grammys, it's,
you know,
it's one of those
the
things.
The best part was Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
She deserved to be honored. I don't know why they were honoring her, but she deserved to be honored, and it's about damn time somebody honored her, and the kids found out a little bit more about Dolly Parton. She is American greatness.
My favorite part was Alicia Keys. I thought she was an awesome host. She was underrated hot. I don't think I appreciated her hotness.
And well, what was the deal with her hats?
Why? She has, I think that's kind of what she's known for.
She won't ever show her hair?
No, she does, but she wears a lot of hats, and it works. Because she was amazing. And that little melody thing she did last night was by far the best part of the Grammys.
Although I did have the thought, and you got to admit, you had this thought too, when she was playing the two pianos.
Yeah.
Is that really that hard? Like, because when you're
really?
When you're playing one piano, you're playing two different
hands.
Well, yeah, you're playing two totally different, in some pieces, you're playing two totally different things anyway.
Like, sure.
Why is it so hard to just switch to another piano with the other hand?
I don't know if it's necessarily hard, but no point when I was watching that did I say, oh, I bet that's easy.
Well, I didn't say that. It's like, okay, they're presenting this as, oh my God, look at that, she's playing two pianos. But is that really that difficult for a piano player?
Probably not.
I can't imagine.
Not for a skilled piano player, but I am not a skilled piano player, so I thought it was amazing, and she was wonderful. And I liked that they brutally cut off Drake during his acceptance.
Yeah, I missed that. I read about it.
Boy, they cho-chopped him.
Like, but I guess his speech was good?
Yeah, he was talking about just kind of the awards not meaning anything necessarily, and, you know, don't get caught up into it, and then they just at the knees. They're like, and you're done.
They had to go to a break or something?
I think they just didn't like what he had to say.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why they cut
him. That's why.
Are they as sensitive as the Oscar people?
I feel like they were a little sensey. And they gave him the...
Because he was saying that, like, you don't...
He basically said, and I'm paraphrasing, so I'm trying to remember it off the top of my head, but he said that as long as you have people that are spending their hard-earned money to buy your music, to come see you perform, that's what matters, not this, you know, and...
Oh, all right.
And they did not want to hear that the Grammys were not important. In fact, Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, who was one of the big winners, he didn't even show up. He won four of them and wasn't there for any of them.
He was on there, though. I saw him doing something. He was dancing.
He wasn't there.
Without his shirt on.
No, that's...
Who's that?
Well, I mean, he's
in the music video.
It's in the music
video.
This
is America.
But he did not...
Could you tell how much closely I was paying attention last night?
He was not there.
Sure looked like he was there.
No.
I like that guy.
Yeah. Donald Glover's
great. I'm down with him.
He's fantastic.
I think he and I and Alicia Keys should go to drinks.
Just kind of hang out. Yeah. I mean, you hung out with Eddie George, and if you can do that, why not those two?
All right. Animal Uprising news next. But first, here's Mike.
Embark on your weight loss journey now at betterutoday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
A lot of people commenting on our hot Let me talk. I missed this because, like I said, I didn't watch a lot of it, but Brandi Carlile was on there.
Didn't see that part.
Is this the Brandi Carlile I'm thinking of? Or is this a different Brandi Carlile?
Brandi Carlile, isn't she?
Isn't she like from the
Go-Go's?
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Is that the same one we're talking about?
I don't think so. I think it's a different one. God, are we old enough if that's her daughter?
I don't know.
She's a hot. I looked her up. Apparently she did a great job, but
I didn't see that one.
All right, I have Animal Uprising news for you guys.
To be honest with you, as you're flipping through a program, unless it's something that catches your eye or that you are wanting to see, then you just kind of keep flipping by it.
You mean the Grammys?
Well, just anything. Like, if you've got it, like, on TiVo, you just kind of watch it and fast forward. And I'm like, keep going, keep going. All right, check this out, keep going. No. It's got to have something that grabs me.
So did you see the chimpanzees that built a ladder to escape from the zoo?
I did. Animal Uprising.
This is in Belfast. In February of 2019, that's this month, a group of enterprising chimpanzees managed to get out of their enclosure at the zoo in Northern Ireland by propping a tree branch against the wall to enable their improvised escape.
You know what? Can I tell you that I'm Team Monkey? Let's make this happen.
Video footage provided by NPR shows two chimpanzees making it to the top of the wall with one of the chimpanzees scurrying away. Went and picked up an icy cone.
got stopped
on the polar bear.
Frozen treat. Well, there's other two parts to this. So first off, they're getting out, and who knows what they're doing.
Well, hold on.
They've got opposable thumbs.
Five of them left the enclosure. Yeah. Five of them got out.
They took off.
They made a freaking... they made a ladder.
I know. It's awesome. Look, I'm all for the chimpanzees. I think chimps... Look, I'm not saying that I want chimps. like living side by side with us? Okay, I do. I want chimps
Belinda
living side by side.
Belinda Carlisle was Go-Go's.
Oh, so who's Brandi Carlisle?
Don't know.
I don't know who that is.
Apparently she's from Seattle, though.
Oh. Wouldn't it be great, though, if like chimps were just like, you know.
If they were what?
They were just part of us? Like you had a next door neighbor, you had some chimpanzees next door?
No, they'll rip your face off.
I love the
And I've seen Planet of the Apes.
I'm kind of team ape. Did they end up going back to the enclosure or are they still missing?
The escaped chimpanzee was later seen striding down an embankment onto a roadway. However, later all of the chimpanzees returned home, apparently not caring much for human habitats. They hated it.
So they went back? They returned on their own? What if they just wanted like a weekend furlong? You think they went and got some Monkey Strange down at the local bar, had themselves a beverage or two, and then cruised back?
He did say they did return on their own watch. He said that the guy that runs the chimp exhibit there said that they're intelligent primates and they know they're not supposed to be out of their enclosure, so they got back in themselves.
See, why can't we let the
dude,
chimps...
that is a high and tight purpose pitch.
Just to let them know, hey, by the way.
No, to let us know.
Yeah, no, they're like, hey, we can get out of here anytime we want.
Yeah, we're going to go back in now, but...
just let you know.
Hope you read this story in the club. Warn the people.
Well, so there was two other stories, because I saw that one, and then the polar bears, I guess, are invading Russia.
Yeah.
There's a whole Russian town that lives up near, and the polar bear's habitat is shrinking.
It's on, man.
And so apparently they're cruising down into Russia, and the town's, like, terrified. No one knows what to do about it because they said that the bears are aggressive, and they don't care about the lights and the fences and anything. The bears are just like, F you, this is our town now. And the people can't kill them because I guess it's against the law because it's an endangered or...
Yeah, you don't want to kill a polar bear.
Or a threatened species. So that's happening. And then there was another story about apparently that he's going around with deers. And this is in the U.S., 24 states.
I think
and
it's deer.
Deer. Deers. The deers.
It's like saying Mises.
Mises and the mices. Apparently, there's like a disease. It's like a mad cow disease. And it makes the deer kind of stumble around, be more aggressive. They say it basically creates a zombie deer.
Angry deer.
Like mad cow disease. Mm,
it's over, dude. It's over.
I mean, how many warning signs do we need? We've got zombie deer, aggressive polar bears, and now chimpanzees basically giving us an FU. Leaving the enclosure and then coming back on their own.
Can I add to this?
Yeah.
Real quick. You're reading the story about Pablo Escobar's hippos?
Yeah, we can't stop them.
So Pablo Escobar is dead. You may know that.
Yeah.
Drug kingpin.
Shot on a rooftop.
But he was so rich. And I would like to be this rich. I would like to be so rich that I have nothing else to buy but hippos. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm going to do? What the hell? I'm going to buy some hippos.
Yeah, he wanted to start like his own zoo for not for the
No,
the
he
public.
Did.
Yeah, just his own.
Yeah, he had hippos on his property, and hippos are only native to Africa.
Yeah.
But he lived in Colombia, so he brought hippos to Colombia. Well, he's long gone, and his place is now like a museum, but the hippos are breeding, and they can't contain them.
Yeah, the hippos got out, and they started just living in the waterways and started getting it on, and now are having baby hippos.
Yeah, so they say that there are some of the hippos are still in the enclosure where they have them, but it's really shoddy and they get out all the time. And so basically imagine you're running around Portland like it's really raining today.
Yeah.
And you're just cruising down Cooch Street and there's a hippo because that's what's happening in this town in Columbia.
Well, I mean, we've had that happen basically twice in the U.S., once with pythons, right? There was during one of the hurricanes a number of years ago, some snake emporium got flooded and a bunch of the pythons got out into the Everglades, and now the pythons are ruining the Everglades and we can't kill them enough. And then the wild hogs down the south, like in Arkansas, they have these 800-pound hogs that are breeding faster than we can kill them, and they're dominating everything down there. And in Colombia, you got hippos now.
So this says that all his other animals were relocated when he died, but they forgot about the hippos. They just left them.
And now...
And they're dangerous. Hippos cause more human deaths in Africa than any other large animal. Like, they are territorial, and they are pissed off.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're pretty big.
Yeah, they're like the size of a big Volkswagen.
So he said the majority of the hippos still live inside his former estate, which was turned into a theme park. But the issue is that they can't keep them contained, so they've been able to get out. Oberderon Martinez runs a theme park there, where the hippos are a main attraction. According to him, Colombia is the only place you'll see a pack of hippos in the wild outside of Africa. He said it's more common to see them in that area than a pig.
So you can just be cruising around Colombia,
yes,
and stumble across a hippo.
That's right.
And that's not a good thing.
I can't imagine it is.
No. be quite terrifying. What if we had hippos in the Willamette?
Right? Like, imagine
you're just like paddleboarding across.
Right. And there's a hippo.
And by the way, that hippo will bite you in half.
Hey, Blazers only on 12.
Okay, told you. Right where they want them. It's a lot of animal news.
It's crazy.
Chimps, hippos, zombie deer, polar bears. Oh, and then a little girl in China fell into the panda enclosure.
Really?
Yeah, they got her out, though.
Have you seen the clumsy panda videos?
Yeah. Like, it's like
see how clumsy pandas
just
are?
Just stumbling all around.
Well, they fall out of trees a lot.
Yeah, some little gal,
idiots.
She fell into the panda enclosure, and the pandas kind of came over, and it looked like maybe they were interested in what she had going on, but someone reached down, and they were able to pull her up, but would a panda maul like a little kid? I mean, it is a bear, but
it could.
Like a panda?
I wouldn't want my kid in there.
Has anyone ever died via panda attack?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. There just aren't that many of them.
No.
But the ones they have in captivity, they ever...
You just think of like the most friendly animal you can think of. It's the panda. And yet, I guess the little girl was in danger. I don't know. None of the pandas came near her. I thought to myself, a good thing that wasn't like the Cincinnati Zoo. Remember, they just opened fire.
Yeah. Never forget.
No panda was harmed in this. They reached down and they pulled her out.
Why are we so... Why is the panda so revered?
I don't know.
Is it just it's...
I think it's because it's cute.
Is it?
Yeah, the panda's adorable. We've heard the controversial statement. There are some animal activists that think we should let the panda go extinct.
Why?
Well, we got a break, but I can tell you about it on the other side.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, we got to get your brother in here, too.
Oh, that's true. Well, he can talk about pandas.
All right. John wraps it up next on The Fan. 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad
at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew this is Mailing It In with Big John Sikanik on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, just a few minutes left here. And here is the big fella out in his new estate out there.
Live from the Shug.
Oshugo.
Live from the Shug on Sikanik Mountain. We're loving it up here.
Are you really? Or are you regretting it?
I regret moving, but is it possible to regret the act of moving but appreciate the end result?
Yeah, I'll allow that. Why not?
Yeah. Because I'm really happy here. The neighborhood's great, the house is great, but moving sucks, and I've done nothing but unpack boxes for the last 3 days, and it's horrible.
Mm. Yeah, plus, I'm guessing that you have very little to do with this. You're just told what to do.
No, I've unpacked a ton, and the worst part is we have boxes everywhere in the house. They're just everywhere, and so literally I have like 75 really thin cardboard paper cuts on my shins from walking around the house and running to the side of a box.
Yeah, but good thing you have Heather there, because when I moved, those boxes stayed in my house for a good year. It was a solid year before I was unpacked, and to be quite honest with you, there's still stuff in my garage that I don't think I'll ever unpack.
I was going to say, if I remember correctly, you still have boxes in your garage.
Yes. In fact, there's some things that I'm not certain where they're at. Like, I'll be like, whatever happened to that? And I'll be like, oh, yeah, I never unpacked it.
All
right, love you, bye.
We gotta go.
Oh, that was the end of that.
Man, why are pandas? God dang it.
Well, we don't have time.
Hold on, I'm trying to.
What's happening?
I don't know. There. Why are pandas. Why do some want them extinct?
I don't have time now.
Blazers only at 8.
Mike's yelling at us to go. Tomorrow I can tell you about the pandas, but there are people that do want them to go extinct. And there's a valid reason.
Yeah. Well, hot panda talk tomorrow. We're out of here. Coming up next is Ducks Insider. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.